Oh, he stopped singing.
I saw that.
I thought I was going to be sly. Hey, everyone, it's another Googly Eyes podcast. And this one, instead of actually doing a game, we're going to talk a little about like why we started the podcast and the stuff we like to do. Well, I mean, I started it because Stella bugged me and I had to.
Yep.
But we call it Googly Eyes. Why do we call it Googly Eyes?
Tom, pronounce it right.
Googly eyes.
There.
Googly. 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 Googly.
Googly. Just, googly.
Googly eyes. Well, the reason we're going to tell everyone, right, is because we want to do, like, crafting and stuff. But what's the real reason? Do you remember the story? Would you like to say it? Because Stella has a tendency to do a what I call her booty dance that we all tell her not to do, where she like
shakes her booty in different ways.
And she one time told me, and I believe I'm quoting here, "I want to put googly eyes on my butt cheeks so that the eyes bounce around when I do my booty dance." So but it's
that'd be perfect. Just go into a ball or something with like googly eyes on your butt, just
bounce up to somebody. Hey, what are you doing? Well, she's silly, and the podcast is silly, so figured it was a good name. But you like to do a lot of crafts too, right? Oh, sneezing on the podcast, that's perfect. That'll sound great. You like to do crafts too, though, huh?
Yeah, I love to do crafts too, and I'm really good at it.
Are you really good at it? Yeah, you're really good at it.
You can't craft at all.
No.
You can't draw in general either.
I can't draw, I can't craft. I have a very limited amount of skills.
You're good at thinking about books.
I don't write that much either. I think about great ideas, though.
Yes.
But we're not talking about me right now. We're talking about you.
Okay.
What do you like to craft?
Well, I just think of random things. Oh. Yesterday, I made some snakes.
Snakes?
I got tons of puffballs and on a plane? Glued them.
No, okay.
On a piece of paper. No. Okay. Not snakes on a plane. That's an airplane.
Yeah. Never mind.
So I put little tiny little puffballs, the teeny tiny ones, at the end.
Okay.
And then I made it longer with kind of bigger ones, and then the head was super big, and I made bows for them.
Bows?
Yeah.
Your snakes had little bows on them?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cute. Oh, of course.
What?
What? Boys can't get bows, too?
No, I had two bows, and I was going to put one on your snowman.
So are you saying that the snakes were bow constrictors?
Oh, my gosh. Just shut up.
We have a podcast to do. You can't strangle me yet. What about... I know you like making a lot of slime.
Yes, I do. I'm really good at it since I know what you can add. You can add fishbowl. You can add anything. It's like names. You can spell Tom with M-O-T.
Why do you like slime so much?
It just feels cool.
Because you have a ton of them. You have like... You had a whole bucket outside that was nothing but Ziplocs full of slime.
Well, what else was I supposed to do? Besides, it's Corona year. That would just hold it in there since you put all your germs in the slime.
Oh, so we have a bunch of Corona slime? Nice. Well, now you have all kinds of time, so you can make all kinds of slime.
My favorite slime is probably a fluffy slime.
Fluffy slime?
Yeah.
It's not slimy, it's fluffy?
Well, it's like slime, but it's just fluffier. Like,
oh, how do you do that one?
You just make a normal slime. It can't be clear, though, or else it's just going to ruin it. Well, it can. It just won't stay clear. Then you add shaving cream. And that's why it won't be clear.
Oh, I've seen you do that one. That's cool. And the shaving cream makes it all fluffy?
That's how it makes it fluffy, since it doesn't dissolve. It, like, adds to it.
Mm.
You think it dissolves, but it doesn't.
What do you use to make slime normally? You use glue, right? Like.
Well,
Oh, that's
you,
a slime.
You can use glue.
Okay.
You can use many things for slime. You can make it out of a face mask.
Oh, you told me that once.
Yeah,
that's
it's
really
cool. You can make it out of soap, hand soap.
Can you really?
Face mask, yeah. And there's also many ways to activate it.
What do you usually use? You usually use Elmer's, right?
Elmer's glue is probably the best glue for it, since it comes in clear. It comes in metallic, glitter.
That's the one you just got, right? You're going to do that
one?
Yeah,
I got metallic. We'll take a picture and put it on Facebook.
Yes, we're going to start actually putting some pictures on that Facebook.
Yeah. If, like, kids are listening to this, and you can't look at Facebook, since I realize that, you know, then just ask your mom, be like,
get your parents' permission before looking on Facebook.
We sound like...
Yeah, those yeah.
Sound like ads. But you can, it comes with tons of it. Normally, it's called Elmer's school glue because you're supposed to use it for school. But then when slime was created, they used that lots of the time. So then they made it like cooler ones, you know, some to craft first, and then people started using that. So they made bigger and better
ones. Don't you have a glow-in-the-dark one?
Oh, yeah, some are glow-in-the-dark. It's really cool. But I just thought, you know.
So she makes a lot of slimes.
I'm really good at it.
She'll just come up and like, Tom, feel this slime. I'm like,
there okay. is a cool way to use slime. If you don't like the stickiness of slime or how it feels, you can change the texture. You can use Tide to activate it. Yeah.
Really?
That's how. Yeah.
Because you usually use borax, right?
Well, I get borax powder, dissolve it in warm water, and then voila. But I only use a little bit, or else too much just goes, like, rock hard. I've done that.
Dress that, yeah.
It's just straight rocks. You just made boulders of rocks.
Well, there you go, if you ever need to make a boulder.
I could skip it on water, since that was when it was raining last winter.
Oh, we should do that.
I could skip it.
Could you really?
Yes.
We should wait till our pond fills up again and go skipping boulders.
But you can use Tide. I forgot this other thing. There's a certain amount of borax you can use in warm water. Like a cup of warm water and something borax, but I'll tell you or something sometime. I don't remember. but that's the normal amount. Well, I just add a little. I just eyeball it. And I slowly pour a little. Because if you just...
Just to where it's like a little white, right? The water?
Yeah, just a little white.
It's a little milky looking?
Yeah, because if you put like tons in there, just get the whole cup and just pour tons and then mix it, it's either going to get too dry or if you just pour it...
A little dry!
It's going to get too hard or it's going to make the surface... hard and make like bubbles with like glue inside of it, but the outside is harder, so you have to pop those. That's why you get a spoon and just slowly spoon one in and mix it up. And then after, when it's kind of still a little sticky, you dip your hands, your whole hand, well, unless you're wearing gloves, into the borax, just dive in there. And then you start mixing with your hands on the table or something that you're working on, and make sure it's not like a good wood table, or else you're gonna have a mess.
Yeah, you've been talking a time or two about that, huh?
Yeah, because then your hands won't get sticky. It doesn't get it on there. You just mix it and it like comes straight off.
That's pretty cool.
You can make it kind of jiggly if you add water.
Oh, okay. Add more water than you usually would and it gets more jiggly.
Yeah, you can add, you can make
water slime?
Just add glue, water, and then add some borax water. Then it will make it jiggly. Or you can add, like, tiny things in it, like fishbowl beads is one of them. Beads in general.
Huh. I've seen...
I've tried one that was terrible.
Yeah?
I put beads in there, but they were star beads. Oh. And I crunched it, and it just stabbed me.
Well, that's not good.
So I had to throw that one away. No, I didn't throw it away.
Put a bunch of marbles in one?
No, I didn't throw that away. I picked everyone out.
All the stars
out. So it took ages.
What about thumbtacks? It's my thumbtack slime.
That just hurt. But there is something you can do with slime. If you don't like the feel of it, how sticky, you know.
Yeah.
You can just grab a balloon, slowly put it in there, and you kind of pinch it to where there's a small gap to where slime can't escape and suck. Be careful since the cans slowly go up.
I was going to say, you maybe we so should do a disclaimer.
Yeah.
Do not and then eat tie slime.
It, then tie it and you have a stress ball.
Ooh, the stress ball. See, that, I like that. I'm not big on the slime. I mean, it's cool.
I mean, play with it. Some hard ones are cool.
Yeah, but I'm not as, like, all about it as you are.
Oh, you can also...
But I love the stress balls.
Yeah.
Those are
you
cool.
can also just add Orbeez, if you know what those are, in a stress ball, in a balloon, and then just tie it.
That makes sense. So cool. I bet that feels really cool.
Yes, I've had some.
Orbeez are kind of weird.
They feel weird, but they feel so cool, you know?
That is neat.
I also love putting pom-poms, you know, those puffballs that you do with crafts.
I'm doing research while you talk.
You know those little puffballs that you use to craft things and stuff? You put those in slime, it feels amazing!
Like little cotton balls? Or not cotton balls, I know what you're talking about, yeah. The little puffy ball things.
Yeah, it feels amazing.
You can put those in slime?
And it feels awesome!
That's weird. Yeah. I like that though. I want to try the Orbeez now, actually, that's got me.
The Orbeez in
those
slime?
Those feel cool.
It's really and I mean so hard to make a water slime and Orbeez slime.
You know what else I want to do? Mm. This has nothing to do with crafting or slimes. I want to get those Orbeez guns that shoot Orbeez.
Oh, yes. They're great.
I want those so bad.
But we need to paint them like bright neon colors.
Yeah, so we don't get shot when we use them.
Yeah. We need to shoot the dogs when they start barking. Since we have like 20 dogs and like 8 cats.
That's... Sadly, not that far off. We have a lot of dogs.
We have, I think, 9, 10? Maybe? 10?
9. 10 9. When Gracie comes over.
Well, 10, yeah. 10.
She's not ours, but we dog sit.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Because when you have 9 dogs, you make sure to dog sit someone else's dog, just to get it to a nice
round
10.
And then 9 cats.
9? Do we have 9 cats? Mm-hmm. Plus all the outside cats that, like, just
well, actually,
hunt for fruit, or
10.
Grab our,
actually,
our
10.
Fruit.
10 cats.
10 cats?
Because counting Gixxer.
We
have like
yeah.
a million counting.
Gixxer's like the oldest cat in the world.
Yeah, she's like 20.
Something. She's old.
Yeah, I can't believe she's
She still
she's
plays
immortal.
With the kittens, too. I saw her playing
yeah.
this
she
morning.
Plays with Figarona.
Yeah.
Figarona.
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 So. We could talk about other crafts you like to do, but I kind of like that it's just a slime episode.
That'd be cool, yeah.
Because you do a lot of stuff. You do painting, right? And
I'm really okay at painting.
You haven't worked on your painting you're doing for me in ages.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I need to sketch it first.
You did. What you sketched so far is pretty cool. She's
besides, I
painting
need, like,
me ships. It's pretty awesome. Big
besides,
ship painting.
I need, like, 12 buckets of paint. We need to go, like, to Home Depot.
Just kidding. House paint, we'll just throw it on there.
Be like, there we go. That'd be good, though. I paint tons of stuff. I paint. No, I paint.
You paint?
Paint. I paint.
We do crafts sometimes in your school, huh?
Yeah.
We made our own little buggies.
Mine was scary.
Which was scary. It was a little too good. Mine was not scary at all, honestly. It was just a popsicle stick with like a straw glued on.
Yeah.
I don't do crafts. I used to when I was a kid, but I was never good at them.
I'm probably going to be like 20, and I'm going to be like, hey, Tom, you're going to come over and do some crafts with me? Let's play ponies.
I'm not even going to say how old I'll be then, and I'll probably be like, okay.
Like,
let's play some ponies.
Well... Give me a question about slime, and I will answer it.
I know almost nothing about slime. I don't even know what to ask.
Just say, like, can slime do
well, I
this?
Know you do, because you do a lot of different colored slime and stuff, too.
Oh, yeah,
right?
You can
How
add,
do you get the different colors?
There are many, many, many ways. First, pigments. Pigments are how you make eyeshadow.
Oh,
did you know that?
I did not know that.
That's actually what eyeshadow is. You know how it's all pretty.
Can you
like
actually
sparkly?
Use eyeshadow on your slime?
Yeah.
Like, can you out of mm-hmm. the eyeshadow thing?
Exactly the same as pigment.
Oh, that's cool.
I've done it.
Have you really?
Yeah. I've used lipstick in slime.
Do you used to make your own lipstick? Or was that Kaden?
That was me.
That was you. How did you make your own lipstick?
I just melted it.
You just melted existing lipstick into different colors? Well, I melted it,
and then I froze it in the freezer. Nice. So then it would get hard like the other lipsticks.
You'd like mix colors or something? Yeah.
Then I just mixed the random lipsticks I had. I need duplicates. But you can add lipsticks in the slime. It just makes it a little gooier. But you just add a little more borax. There is...
Wait, have you ever put googly eyes in the slime? Yes. Have you?
It's amazing. How did that look?
Did you do a clear slime, or did you do a colored slime?
I made a
slime?
Green.
Green with googly eyes?
Yes. It felt so cool. Googly eyes feel good in it.
That's actually kind of cool. And it fits our podcast name, yep. So ha-ha.
Dad said we should get those creepy eyeballs that you get for Halloween.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And, like, stick them in there and, like, put it in a jar and it's all clear, like...
Oh, you could. That'd actually be pretty
good. If you get clear glue... And a little bit, like, maybe pigments you can't, and paint. Pigments and paint will just turn it into, like, white glue.
Okay.
But if you have clear glue and you get food coloring.
Oh, okay.
Then that, actually, you can still see through it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Since food coloring is light.
So, run us through very basic slime making.
Very basic ones?
Yeah, so I know, I actually made her do this for her school. It was pretty funny. I made her, like, write out a step-by-step procedure for slime. She was not happy with me. But, yes. So you start with, like, a bowl of, you just get some glue and stuff, right?
Yeah, the stuff you'll need is really just, I'm rolling up my sleeves.
So yeah, she's literally, like, you're going to make it, but you're not.
We don't have slime here. Every time I say slime, I'm like, get ready!
But then again, they can't see us, so I guess we could have lied to them and said that you were making it.
Just.
But mm-hmm. That would be lying, and lying is wrong. And this is a children's podcast. All right.
I don't want
to
lie.
So you get a bowl, right? You need a bowl to mix the slime in.
You get a bowl.
And like a cup of warm water.
Spoon. The best thing to use for slime is actually a fork.
A fork?
Well, it matters what you're making, actually.
You don't just use your hands when you do it?
No, because since you'll have to just mix the glue with the food coloring, straight glue and color.
Oh, okay.
So you don't want to get your hands just...
So you take a bowl, you pour however big you want the slime to be, yeah. You pour that much glue in.
But it will get a little tiny bit bigger of how much like stuff you put in. If you put beads, then it will get bigger. If you put shaving cream, it will get way bigger.
So leave yourself a little room if you're going to add stuff.
And also borax water.
You'll need borax and a cup of warm water. Or Tide.
If you use borax powder mixed with warm water,
yeah,
that is stronger than Tide, so you won't use as much Tide, and it's cheaper.
Do you mix it in at the beginning, or do you wait until you're about to use it to mix it in?
You can do anywhere, anytime.
As long as it just dissolves in there, you're fine.
You can use like beads or coloring at any time. When the whole slime's done, you can use coloring and beads.
Okay, or you could just throw the beads in there when the glue's sitting in there.
That's better, though. Because then it actually gets it in there and it won't, like, pop out everywhere.
Okay. And then, as you're mixing it, that's when you start adding just a little bit of the borax water?
Yeah.
To the glue, and then you start kind of kneading the glue? Is that how it works?
Yeah. But you have to, like, really work it. You can't just leave it in one place or else it will make those bubbles I told you about.
Yeah. And that's why you use a fork sometimes?
Sometimes it's actually good to have a fork and a spoon, since the fork is easy to pop through them and kind of cut in.
Oh, because you have to pop the bubbles sometimes when the bubbles pop.
If you mix
up
the bubble, it's actually hard to pop.
Oh.
But if you get like a needle or something, it's easy.
Oh. That's a good tip.
So I always get a fork and a spoon. Since the fork like cuts up the hard parts.
Yeah.
To mix it in. While the spoon just mixes it up really good.
How much water do you usually put on when you're mixing the borax water in there? Don't want a water slime, you just want a regular.
You probably get a cup of water, since it doesn't matter how big your slime is. You won't use the whole thing.
Yeah.
Of course.
And then you just take a spoon and
also,
like add a little? Or?
You have to get warm water instead
warm
of cold
water.
Or any like
or the no, borax won't dissolve into the
if
water.
If the borax doesn't dissolve, it will harden the slime so much, it just a rock. Straight rock.
So if you want to make a statue...
Yeah, then
just sure. Throw some borax in there.
Yeah, just throw borax. Because the slime, the glue is already wet.
Well, yeah, that's fair.
So then it just hardens the glue really tight.
Okay. And then so you get the glue in there and you what? You take a spoon and just put a little bit of water on and then start? And then just get it as sticky as you want?
The only slime I don't know how to do, actually I do know how to do, it's just hard, really hard. I've never made it.
Huh.
Well, I have made it.
The forbidden slime.
No, I have made it.
Oh, okay.
But it's just really hard to make. It's a water slime.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like straight water. You're touching water.
That's so weird.
And you have to use clear glue or just a normal slime. Yeah. And it feels just like water. It jiggles like water. It drops like water. And it sounds like it, too. And it's really hard since if you add a speck too much water, then it's all over. If you add a little speck too less, then it's all over.
Wow.
Yeah. You have to make, like, dozens of slimes. It's hard.
So what's your favorite glue to use? Like, what's your...
Oh, you can also add glitter. Glitter's the best.
Oh, glitter.
Glitter is
now,
amazing.
You can get glitter glue, but sometimes you just add glitter to your glue.
Yeah, because glitter glue doesn't have too much glitter, and it sinks to the bottom.
Mm, okay. So you prefer to actually get some glitter and just add it to the glue as you're making it. Okay.
The best thing to do for glitter is I don't want to get it all over the table, so when it's done, you put it in. I don't do that. I put it in when it's still glue.
Oh, okay. So you add it at the beginning?
Yeah, I add it at the beginning.
You don't wait till it's done. Okay.
Sorry, that's a good tip. Kind of, raspy kind of, it's like,
that's all right.
Hello, guys.
Hello.
This is the Googly Eye Podcast.
And what's your favorite glue to use? Did you answer that?
Elmer's glue.
Elmer's.
Although,
do you usually use you like just the regular white one, the clear one, the metallic one? What's like your favorite one, the favorite slime to do?
My favorite is probably clear.
Clear?
Because it looks like nothing is there, but then when you mix it, it starts making bubbles and it looks so cool.
Oh.
And I turned it blue and it looked like water.
So you like the clear, you add some shaving cream to get the foamy one.
No, if you add the shaving cream, then it turns to water. Like, not water. Why'd I say water?
I don't know.
It turns white.
Oh, it turns white. So you don't do the foam on the clear one, you do it on...
No, I mean you can, but it would just turn white.
Oh, okay. So if you want white slime...
Yeah, then sure, you do that. There is some other... If you just search slime glue, then it will give you, like, kits of slime and stuff, and just
That's
tons
true.
Of stuff.
I bought you a kit one time.
Mm-hmm.
Those are cool. Well, I feel more informed. I'm ready to go out and make some slime.
You're not making slime.
I know I'm not making slime, but I feel like I could if I had to.
I am going to make a special slime.
Okay.
It's going to be, I want to get some, I've never used pigments, but I know how. Since I only use it once.
Okay.
But it was a tiny bit. What?
I don't know, I'm waiting for you to finish. I'm just making funny faces.
Because I got a slime kit and it came with pigments. So, sometime I will make, like, a gold slime.
Gold slime.
I put some silver glitter.
And you were teasing me about not being
glitter
able
glitter in
talk.
It.
There you go.
Silver glitter in it. And just, in Facebook.
Okay.
I'm going to send a picture of slime.
You're going to make a slime and we'll post it on the page?
No.
The podcast page?
You'll see.
Okay.
So, I'm going to take a picture of a bottle of slime glue or something, just glue. And when I do, doesn't matter what glue, in the comments, well, where you type things, I want you to tell me what to add. The pigments?
Oh.
Now, me and Tom are going to pick two things. Well, I'm going to pick one, Tom's going to pick one. I'm going to pick a gold pigment.
Okay. Okay, pick googly eyes. Come on.
Okay.
The podcast.
Actually, I'm not going to pick gold pigment since I don't have that much.
No.
I'm going to pick some green.
Some green.
Green dye.
And we'll add the googlies.
And you guys can decide what glitter, maybe anything. And we'll just randomly pick
it. We'll post it up on the page. And if anyone wants to comment, we'll try to add it. Unless it's, don't put a house cat or...
Yeah, we can't put that stuff in it, but, like,
although we have enough of them.
Anything.
Okay, fine, we won't do the house cat. Ow, don't hit me. That's not good radio. We'll wait till we have the YouTube channel and then hit me.
But if, like, we can put, like, puffballs in it or anything, and we can put, like, puffballs and googly eyes and, like, glitter.
Action figures? Tons of
stuff. No.
Candy. Probably shouldn't put candy in.
Candy, actually sugar in general, melts the slime.
Does it really?
Yeah, it melts it.
Oh, that's a cool fact.
That is a... There is a way, and I've done it, to get... Make a sugar slime.
Make a sugar slime, really?
You literally grab sugar. Because then it feels like sand, and it feels cool.
I feel like that's called cotton candy, but...
Probably. Straight sugar, but colored.
All right, well, we're at 25 minutes, so you want to wrap this up?
Yep, that's right. The end of it.
So give us your suggestions. Yes. If you want, make your own slimes and send us the photos, and we'll post them up.
Any photos, maybe, we can use, like, since I picked green.
Yeah.
You can say metallic green slime.
There you go.
We'll get some metallic. Or, whatever. Like, glitter glue slime. Just glow-in-the-dark green slime.
Oh, there you go. That would be cool.
But they have to suggest it.
Right.
Something green with googly eyes.
So hit us up with your suggestions or pictures or other... I know we've done 2 games already, and we've done so... if you have any ideas for games, if you have any questions we can answer, like, hey, what would you do if... Whatever.
Yeah.
If there was a slime monster attack. Silly questions, I don't care. Or, hey, if there's a craft you think we should try. That would be cool. Craft suggestions, anything like that.
If you get craft ideas from this, you cannot steal them. I made it up. I made it up.
You can do the craft, though. That's the whole point of this.
Yeah, but you can't steal it.
You don't make a podcast about it. Well, you're in trouble. We'll find you.
We'll sue you.
All right, 27 minutes. We should probably wrap this up. All right, thanks for listening to the Googly Eye podcast, everyone.
I bet nobody's going to listen to this, though.
Yeah, some people. Well, your mom will.
Only my mom.
Keep your eyes googly. Is that a...
Yeah, that's good.
That's what you like?
Keep your eyes googly.
Stay googly. Bye-bye.